Welcome to the Avaya podcast edition of Contact Centers for Dummies. This podcast features select highlights from Contact Centers for Dummies, Avaya Limited Edition. With the emergence of worldwide competition in the contact center business, it's become increasingly important for contact center professionals to work from a defined methodology. This guide attempts to provide a high-level approach to the different methodologies you can use. Here, you can find lots of information not only on running contact centers, but also on implementing technology in contact centers in a profitable way. Throughout this podcast, you will hear sound effects like this, alerting you to helpful tips, reminders, technical information, warnings, or case studies. After the conclusion of this podcast, please visit avaya.com/podcasts to download the complete guide. Now, let's get started. A contact or call center is many things. Cost center, profit center, key source of revenue, key source of frustration, strategic weapon, strategic disadvantage, source of marketing research, source of marketing paralysis, all depending on the goals and capabilities of the contact center. Executives and analysts alike realize more than ever that the contact or call center can have a tremendous impact on the overall business in the areas of revenue, costs, market intelligence, and customer loyalty. To a customer or client, contact center personnel are the voice and face of the company. A contact center is the person at the other end of the phone when you call an airline, cable company, technical support, or even your local health spa. Sometimes a contact center is just one or two people sitting beside a phone answering customer calls. Often, it's a very large room with lots and lots of people neatly organized into rows sitting beside their phones answering customer calls. But contact centers are more than headset-wearing switchboard operators. The modern contact center handles phone calls, emails, online communication, and sometimes even old-fashioned written letters. In short, contact centers deal with any type of contact for a company other than in person. Contact with the general public and customers of all types, potential, happy, or even disgruntled. Contact, good, bad, or downright ugly, is the name of the game. Contact centers communicate with customers in a number of ways, but who initiates the contact defines the type of contact center. If the outside world initiates contact, then the contact center is said to be an inbound contact center. Conversely, if the contact center itself is responsible for initiating contact, then the contact center is said to be an outbound contact center. Today, a new breed of inbound centers is starting to emerge: self-service centers. In traditional contact centers, all interaction between the customer and the center is done with human agents. However, in self-service centers, a good portion of the load is being shifted toward non-human systems, such as automated response or even speech-enabled. Automated response systems enable the customer to use the keypad on their phone to answer questions by pushing buttons. Here's a tip. Some contact centers are called blended operations. Agents in the center handle both inbound and outbound contact. Blending, done well, can make contact center operations very cost-effective and can improve service to the customer as well. At last count, the traditional call center industry employed more than 6 million people in North America alone and accounted for the sale of more than $700 billion in goods and services. Through today's contact centers, you can purchase, complain, or just talk about almost anything from the comfort of your home, office, car, or wherever you can get a phone or log on to the internet. Whether your contact center consists of a receptionist and a customer service person or entire departments, the principles by which a contact center are operated are still the same. People involved in customer contact need the same skills and the same tools, regardless of the number of people involved. Here's an important reminder. It's up to the customer to decide how they want to communicate with your company, and it's up to your company to respond appropriately through its contact center. Now that you're a little more familiar with how contact centers work and what they can do for you and your customers, let's move on to how. The first step to creating or optimizing a contact center is to define your business objectives. A warning. Remember the old phrase, garbage in, garbage out? Well, it rings very true with business objectives. Set bad goals, and you'll get equally bad results. Business objectives need to be well thought out and justified. When well defined, these goals are the gauges that tell you about the performance of your contact center machine. like the gauges in an airplane. In the short term, your organization establishes goals and targets it wants the contact center to achieve. These goals flow from the larger organization all the way to individual contact center agents. Business objectives typically measure contact center effectiveness and the organization's progress against four broad areas: cost control, revenue generation, customer satisfaction, and employee satisfaction. The following case study may shed some light on developing and achieving call center efficiency. When powerful NASCAR racers roar around the dramatically banked turns of Daytona International Speedway each February, race fans may be too excited to think about the behind-the-scenes companies that help fuel the remarkable growth of auto racing. But one of those companies, International Speedway Corporation, or ISC, is thinking about the fans. A new Avaya customer contact center is speeding ticket sales, giving fans new sources of race information, and enabling ISC managers to integrate and manage customer service across all 12 ISC racetracks. Avaya's high-performance customer care solution is designed to steer ISC into first place with their fans by putting them on the fast track to service. Historically, ticket sales for ISC-hosted events were independently handled over the phone at ticket offices at each of the 12 racetracks. With standalone ticket offices, however, ISC was missing out on opportunities to unify and streamline management and operations. Their past operations were essentially islands, which could not enable agents from less busy racetracks to back up other racetracks during peak fan demand. Statistics on call handling, such as customer wait times and average call handling time, were not uniformly collected or effectively managed. And ISC had no opportunity to integrate new technologies, such as the internet and email, for selling to and communicating with fans. ISC managers decided to explore the benefits of creating a centralized contact center. After establishing a detailed set of specifications and going through a proposal process in early 2003, ISC selected Avaya to provide the contact center solution, with Avaya Global Services to provide long-term maintenance services. A factor in the decision was the ability for Avaya to create a virtual contact center that included not just the actual contact center agents, but also ticket personnel at the individual racetracks. The result is a win both for ISC, which is operating more productively, and for fans, who still have access to on-site knowledge from employees at the local racetrack ticket offices. To ensure the consistent delivery of high-quality service to the customers, the contact center has added a NICE quality monitoring system to systematically record customer interactions with agents based on a variety of criteria. These interactions enable supervisors to coach agents more effectively and determine the need for supplemental training. And now, by serving its customers more effectively with the Avaya Customer Interaction Suite, ISC has added a critical ingredient to its formula for victory. When you apply proper technology to a well-thought-out contact center plan, you can build an effective business solution. A service such as automatic number identification can be very valuable because the calling number information can be used to identify customers and look up account information before an agent even says hello. You can use this information to give the caller special treatment. Some contact centers have a computer that is directly connected to the telephone company's switching office. This computer enables you to control the routing of your customers' calls at the network level before they hit your telephone system. For example, when call volumes peak beyond a level that can be serviced in your center, you can redirect calls to other centers that you have overflow agreements with. At the heart of the contact center is the automatic call distribution, or ACD. When customer calls arrive, they are delivered to the ACD, a phone system that routes a large volume of incoming calls to a pool of waiting agents. It's different from other phone systems in that it makes use of telephone queues instead of extensions. A queue acts as sort of a waiting room for callers. ACD has a number of important capabilities that you should be aware of. Today's networked computer systems are the means by which your agents access these capabilities, which include customer accounts and product or service information and pricing. More sophisticated environments also include access to a wide range of information. As contact centers improve in all aspects of their operation, they will look for ways to go beyond customer service to make the experience of dealing with the company better. Contact centers will do all of this because customers expect and deserve the best. Thank you for listening to the Avaya podcast edition of Contact Centers for Dummies. For greater insight, more tips and warnings, and more coverage of the topic, download the full guide at avaya.com/podcasts.